יודעת את הרבי, רבי מנחם ליפמן.
The Gemara says in Arve Psochim, Kuf Beis, Omed Beis, Rabbi Yossi, Machlikas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, if people are started a meal on Friday, and the meal and it starts Friday afternoon and it comes into Shabbos, Rabbi Yossi holds, Oichel v'hoylech ad shetechshach. You don't have to stop. You can continue the Suda after night as well. Gomroi, when you finish the Suda, Kois Rishin Mavorach Olav Birchas Samozen, V'Hasheini Oima Olav Kedushas Hayoim. The first Kois, you bench ala Kois, and the second, you take a second Kois, and you make Kiddush on that Kois. Asks the Gemara, why do you need two koises of wine? Nimrinu letarvayu achat kosa. Take the same kois, use that for benching, and then take that same kois afterwards and make kiddush on it. Omar Rav Huna, Omar Rav Sheshes, en oimrim shtei kedushes al kois echod. We can't say two kedushes, two mitzvahs, birchas hamazon is called kedusha. It's like a mitzvah, and we can't say kiddush on one kois. My timer, Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, lefi sheinois mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. You don't make mitzvahs into bundles and bundles. You don't bundle up the mitzvahs, do them all in one go. Rashbam says, because it looks like you're quite eager to get done with the mitzvahs already. Let's do them over already. Let's get them all the mitzvahs done already. Load up all the mitzvahs on one kois. It looks like a masui. Asks the Gemara, V'atanya, we know, Shit and Braisa, Anichnas Lebesim Mitzvah Shabbos, somebody comes home Mitzvah Shabbos, and the Gemara talks about later on when it's, Main Kasher is Mitzvah Shabbos, when it's Yontif, and we know, Yak Nahaz, we do Yayin, Kiddush, Ner, Havdalah, Zman. Answers the Gemara, Havdalah v'Kiddush chad milsehi. Havdalah and Kiddush is all one Kedusha. Whereas one thing, whether it's Birchas Hamazon and Kiddush, trei milininu. Rashbam explains, Kiddush and Havdalah is one thing, it's all because of Kedusha Sayoim. And Rashbam adds, in Havdalah itself, we use say the Nusach Hamavdil ben Kodesh le Kodesh. So in fact, we're talking about the new Yontif coming in as well. The whole Havdalah is between Shabbos and Yontif. So that's called all one Inyan, one Mile. Masha'in came Birchas Hamazon and Kiddush are two separate things. Two separate things, we don't allow you to bundle them up in one Kois, have them Kois, have two separate Koises. The Gemara says, if you haven't got two cases, then you can do even Havdalah and Birchas Hamazon, benching and Birchas Hamazon are one case, if you haven't got. Ein lo shani, says the Gemara. If you haven't got, it's different. Tosis in Moed Katan says a different reason, why ein oisin mitzis chavilis chavilois, because we want a person to have his full attention, kavona for the mitzvah. Shei liboy ponui le mitzvah, achas, v'lo yifna atzmei menu. He shouldn't divert his attention to it. If a man knows, if a man's got two mitzvahs to do, all on one together, so when he's doing the first one, he'll already be thinking of the second one already. He won't have the full attention on the first mitzvah. This is the Gemara Na'ar Ripsochim. The truth is, Behemis, is that this is just one of the inyonim of Ein Oisim Mitzvahs Chavilis Chavilis. The main Gemara on Inyan of Enois and Chavilis Chavilis is a Gemara in Soiter. And that the Gemara says, Gemara in Soiter, Daf Chesu Medalof, the Gemara brings a price to Tanya, Ein Mashkin Shtei Soitois Ka'achas. You've got two Soiters who have to drink from that water to see if she's been Mezana or not. You don't bring them in together to the Azorah together. you're not matar two mitzaroim together. Ein reitzim shnei avodim ivrim kachas, two evadivris, who have said, ahafti asadoini vesishti vesponai, la'itzei lachovshi, now it's a mitzvah to do ritzia, you don't do them together. Ve'ein orfin shtei agoles kachas, if you've got the case of egel arufa, two of them together, you don't do them together. Lefi she'ein oisim mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. So that's actually talking about two mices. Two mices doing two, giving to drink two seitas together, being matired, sprinkling on two matzeroim together, you don't do that because of ein oisim mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. The Gemara asks Akasha, sometimes you see you can do mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. So the Gemara answers, Lekasha, kan b'koyen echad, kan b'shnei koyenim. And Rashi learns like this, b'koyen echad is chavilos. If one koyen is giving to drink the two sotis together, and you bring the two sotis in together, and you line them up, and he first does one, and then he does the other one, that's eno isim mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. Mashenken, if it's two separate koyanim, so then each one doesn't have any shaychas to the other one, then there's no problem of eno isim mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. And Tosfos clearly says that according to this l'shita, so then even if they don't drink because they don't drink together, because if it's one kohen who is being mashka, two sotis together, it's not possible that he can give them to drink together. So it must be it's osa to have them standing in the azora together in order to drink the one after the next, even if they don't drink together. And the same is by the avodim ivrim as well, when they belong to one odoin, and doing one after the next, that is the chesaron of ein oisim mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. Mogen Avraham in Simon Kuf Mem Zayin Sivkodin Yud Aleph, he learns that the Rambam learns the opposite way round in the Gemara. When the Gemara says kam v'koyin echod, koyin echod is a problem of mitzvahs chavilos chavilos, and shnei koyinim is not a problem of chavilos chavilos. The Rambam learns the other way round, that Kohen Echad is no problem at all. Even if they're waiting together one after the next, but not actually doing the Hashkar together, or the Retziah together. When is the problem? Dafke, two Kohenim. When they're doing two Soitas together, that is Osa. One Kohen, one after the next, is mutter according to the Rambam. And according to Tosfos, it's the other way around. One kohen is the problem, having a line, one after the next, and two together is mutter according to Tosfos. Now one might think this has nothing to do with us, this has got to do with sotis, and this has got to do with eved ivri. And we don't have sotis and kamat, and we don't have eved ivri either. But the Mogen Avraham says like this, it comes into a few cases, which are negea lemaiser as well. Says the Mogen Avraham like this, according to the Rambam, you would be allowed to bring two children, two babies who need a bris milah, and for one moil, to do one bris on one, and then do the bris on the other one. Because, that's not, according to Rambam, the problem is only b'mamish b'basachas. So according to Rambam, you couldn't bring two babies in one go into shul, and two moilim do the bris together. That's a nisan chavis chavis. You're doing the mitzvahs quickly or together. Whereas according to Tosfos, it's the other way around. You can't bring two children together, a basachas, to mala them one after the next, that the second one should wait till the first one is finished. But to bring them together with two moilim is not a problem. That's bris mila. Says the Mogen Avraham like this, there is a remor in Simon Kuf Mem Zayin. The minig is, when we have two Sifrei Torah, we bring both Sifrei Torah in together, and the second Sifrei Torah waits till the first one is finished, and then we take the second Sifrei Torah. Says the Mogen Avraham, according to Tosfos, you shouldn't be doing this. Just like you don't bring two sotos in together, because you don't wait for the second one shouldn't wait till the first one is finished, and you don't bring two avodim ibrim together. So you shouldn't really bring two sifrei Torah in together, and the second one has to wait till the first kriya is finished. And actually, in Yerushalmi state, Elahevi sefer Torah sheni adacha shegomre b'rishona. Yerushalmi is lechore lactosis. Now that's called enosim mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. But we do bring two sifrei Torah in together, and the second one waits till the first kriya is finished. Why? Says the Mogen Avraham. Because we know it like the Rambam. We know it like the Rambam that the Issa of Ein Oisim Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas is only if you're mamish doing them together. But to bring two Sifrei Torah and the second one waits till the first Kriya is finished, even if it's the same Baal Koira who's lining from the two Sifrei Torah, is no chesoron of Ein Oisim Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas, which according to Tosis, perhaps you shouldn't do that. Freik the Mogen Avraham that there's a chayah steer in Shulchan Aruch. When it comes to Sheva Brochas on benching, when do we fill in the second kois? So according to Tosis, by Birchas Hamazon Shel Nesuin, you shouldn't fill in the second kois till after benching. Because you're filling up the second kois, and you're keeping, what's that second kois for benching, and you're leaving it waiting standing till we finish the first benching, and only then you do the Sheva Brochas after that. So he says, according to Tosis, you should only really fill up the second kois only after benching, and then make the Sheva Brochas. When Azoi's Mashma in Tur, and Shulchan Aruch, they say, the Loshon is that after benching, Yikach kois acher, and you should fill it up and say the Sheva Brachas. As I state, Vayesho Yimrim, that's the Loshon in Evan Oezer Sima Samach Beis, Yesho Yimrim, De'ein Leim HaSheva Brachas Al Kois Birchas Hamazon. Don't say Sheva Brachas on the same Kois, because we mentioned there's some Shitta all that you can actually use the same Kois. Don't use the same Kois. Maybe Kois Acher, Vayomer, so it's Mash Mataka, the Kois wasn't there Bishal's benching, only later. So he says, if so, this is a steer in the Tur. When it comes to Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah, the Tur and the Ramah say that you bring the second Sefer Torah straight away. And it doesn't matter if the Sefer Torah, we keep it waiting till we finish lining with the first Sefer Torah. And that's not called Ein Oisim Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. Why? Because we learn like the Rambam, that the chesaron of Ein Oisim Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas is only doing actually the two mitzvahs together, two koyanim. So it only would be two mitzvahs together. But to bring one Sefer Torah, one Zer, and bring them together, and then we wait till the first one is finished, and then we take the second Sefer Torah, is okay. And when it comes to Evan Oezer, by the kois of Sheva Brochas, then we say that you should fill it, you should fill it afterwards. So that's mashma, we hold like toises, that to keep it waiting is a chesaron of Ein Oisim Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. So we have a stira in the Shulchan Aruch. At one place in Hilchas Sefer Torah, the Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Rambam, that you're allowed to bring the Sefer Torah early and keep it waiting. And when it comes to Sheva Brachas, after benching, then it seems to be say that we hold back Tosis, that the Losh Nusach of the Torah is don't pour it out till after benching. So because we're worried about that keeping a kois waiting is a problem in Eisen Chavilas Chavilas. As they black back the Mogen Avraham with Akasha. The Beis Shmuel in Evan Ezer says that Ein Tzorich Leheichin HaKois HaSheini Elo Be'es She'oima HaBrochas. You don't have to prepare the second kois of Sheva Brachas only after benching. You don't need it there earlier. Mashma, you don't need it there earlier, but you could have it earlier as well. According to Tosis, really, you shouldn't have it earlier, because having it earlier is a problem of Enos Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. The Maisa, the Minhag HaOlam is yes, is we do fill them together. So lachoyra, we're going to have to be miyasha. How does that fit in? If on one hand we definitely Our meaning is we do bring two Sifrei Torah together. And we do have, it seems to be like that, we all like the Rambam. The problem is only two together. And bringing two Sifrei Torah together is fine. And the second Sifrei Torah waits till the first one is finished. That's no problem. So if so, yeah, so why? Yeah, so, and, no, so that's like a very good. If we do the minigun, we do bring one sifrei Torah, so that would taka would fit. Taka, why? Yeah, so we do taka bring the two codes, because we taka, oh, there's no chesaron of Enos Chavil. Yeah, so the minigun taka fits quite well with what we do by sifrei Torah, because we hold perhaps like the Rambam, that Enos and Chavilos is only when you're doing the mamish together, but keeping one waiting is not a problem like by Kriya Satira. So who are dinis taka, no problem by a kois. But why taka, how do we fit in taka with the, how does that fit in taka with the Shulchan Aruch and the say that you shouldn't do it? So Bez Hashem will come back to that. By Sifrei Torah. Yeah, could be. That's the reason why. That's why we do bring that. Otherwise you're gonna have to wait till Yeah. So, Bez Hashem, if it's time, we'll come back to this. But so one thing I just would like to add, that is, according to the Rambam, so we have a basic machalikas rishonim in this Einoise mitzvah chavilis. According to the Rambam, it's only mamish when you want to do two things together, but keeping one waiting is not a problem, that's why we do with the Sefer Torah. And according to Tosis, it's faket. The whole problem of Einoise and chavilis is to have like a queue. You may have two soters waiting to do one, and then to do the other one, that is the problem in Einoise and chavilis, but bring them two together, and two different people do it, is no problem at all. Now, according to the Rambam,
how can they put people,
the Tam and Rashi together? It's the same mitzvah. It's the same mitzvah. So either this is the right one, or this is the right one. They're not both right. So you only have one there. You've only got one. So it's not two mitzvahs. According to the Rambam, that the Hil Nisr is when you're doing them two mitzvahs together. Yeah, it's the only possible reason to explain the reason why Einos mitzvahs chavilis can only be that it looks like you want to get rid of the mitzvahs already. It shouldn't be a load on the person. Because the other reason, which Tosfos says in Vayit Katan, that he won't be able to concentrate properly on the first one, if you know you have to do the second one, that's only shayach when there's one person doing the two mitzvahs, then, I won't be able to concentrate on this mitzvah if I know I've got to do another one after it. But if there's two people doing it, then each one has got his own concentration of what he's doing. So according to the Rambams, that the Issa of Einos and Chavilis, the Gemara is like only Shnei Koinim, when it's two mitzvahs which you're actually doing mamish together, you can only explain that, you can't have the reason of Tosfos, of Shelo Yelibe Ponui. You can only say the reason that you shouldn't like that, it look like that we're in a rush to get rid of the mitzvahs. Whereas according to Tosfos, that the Einos and Chavilis is the other way around, by one coin having like a line, I'm doing, waiting, one doing the next and one doing the other one, then it could be that also the pshat is they won't be able to concentrate on one if he knows that there's another one which he has to do soon as well. So perhaps then it's shaykh two reasons. So that's we could say the main din of Einos and Chavilis, not to do two mises together. Either we're saying not to do, according to Tosfos, it's not to bring them together and then do one and after the other one. And according to the Rambam, it's not to do two soitas, drink them, actually be mashka them together, not to do two brisim together, and actually not to do two mises together, two other mises together as well. And that's the other din. Now go back. So that's what we would say is the main din of Einos and Chavilis. Then the other din is what we mentioned. We started off with the Gemara in Pesachim to say Havdalah and benching on one kois would also be called Einos and Mitzvahs Chavilis. That is not two actions. It's the same kois, but I'm loading up my mitzvahs on one kois. Yeah? Like you would say, you're getting two for the price of one. That's also not good. Looks like you want to, perhaps understand Russia, you want to get over and done with the mitzvahs. So that's another thing. I'm not doing two actually mises, but I'm saying two kedushas on one kois. So we mentioned the Gemara in Pesachim says that havdalah and benching, you can't say on one kois. That's also a type of enosin kedushas shnei kedusha kois echad. That's also enosin mitzvahs chavilis. And the Gemara asks from Yaknahaz, when we have yontov after Shabbos, we do say on one kois, first kiddush and then havdalah. So we answer Havdol and Kiddush is one, and Birchas Hamazon and Kiddush is two things. And Rashbam adds, because in the Havdolah itself, we mention Hamavdil ben Kiddush le Kiddush. The Mogen Avraham says, very interesting Mogen Avraham is Simon Reish Tzadik Tes, Sivkotan Tes. What happens if somebody forgot to make Havdolah on Motzei Shabbos? And he only remembered, on the next day, Monday or Sunday, he hasn't made Havdalah yet. And then, it's already Yontov, it's another Yontov. Says the Mogen Avraham, so can you do, perhaps take one kois? I've got Havdalah, still Havdalah of Shabbos, which I've got Tashlumim, I can say Havdalah till Tuesday. Can I use that same kois for Havdalah as well? Says the Mogen Avraham, you can't do that. Only if the Yontif is on Sunday, and then you're doing the Havdol and Kiddush together, that Yaknahaz, that you can use the same kois. But here, if it's an Havdolah of Shabbos, you can't do it together. You've got to first take one kois and make Kiddush, and then take another kois and make Havdolah, and then drink both of them. Why is that? Says the Mogen Avraham, because it's only when the Havdolah is a Nusach of Ben Kodesh Le Kodesh. Then it's all one Kedusha. The Havdalah itself is Ben Kodesh Le Kodesh. But here, when it's Havdalah of which is Shloi Bismanoi of Shabbos, which really Yontov was only Tuesday, whatever it is, Tuesday, whatever, or Monday, so really it was a day Choyl in between, you're going to say, I'm Havdalah Ben Kodesh Le Choyl. So, like that, even Havdalah and Kiddush are two separate Kedushas, and you can't say them together.
In that case, does Kiddush come before Havdalah?
Yeah, that's what he says. Kiddush first, and then Havdalah. That seems to be always the seder when you make Yayin and Kiddush.
Yeah, so. But then you say Ben Kodesh to Kodesh. Now you say Ben Kodesh to Chol.
Yeah. Seems first sort of like you want to bring in the new Kedusha, and then. And then see off the kedusha. That's the Gemara says the Svara that first the kedusha yom, bringing in the kedusha is always more. First we bring in the new kedusha, and then we sort of accompany the old kedusha. Bialocha asks. He says, Bialocha asks on the whole din of the Mogen Avraham. He says, interesting thing. He says, how can I make Havdalah now? What's the nusach of Havdalah? Hamavdil be kedush lechoil. It's not weekday anymore. It's Kodesh. I can't say I'm Avdil Ben Kodesh L'Choyl. Now it's Kodesh. I can't say I'm Avdil Ben Kodesh L'Kodesh because it's Havdalah of Choyl. So he says the whole Havdalah doesn't fit in. So he says it's Tzorechi and Godel. He says you can't really do it. Because just like he says, why can't I make Havdalah on after Tuesday or Wednesday? I can't make Havdalah anymore. Because he says it's already after Shabbos. So you can't say anymore I'm Avdil Ben Kodesh L'Choyl. The Kodesh is gone already. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you've still got Kodesh. You can say, I'm Avdil Ben Kodesh L'Choyl. On Wednesday, it's not Kodesh anymore. You can't say, I'm Avdil Ben Kodesh L'Choyl. See, he says, well, it's already gone. Choyl is gone away. I can't say, I'm Avdil Ben Kodesh L'Choyl, because now it's Kodesh. Interesting that. How does the Kodesh not, how's the Kodesh fit? Yeah, I saw that Shulchan Aruch Rav, they bring down Shulchan Aruch Rav, says, not such a problem, because since that Havdalah was Mavdil Ben Kodesh L'Choyl, so we look at the Nusach of Havdalah of then, even though today it's not the Mavdish Ben Kodesh L'Choyl. That seems to be the Machlik, is a bit of a Shaila, whether Bechlal it Shaykh, a Nusach of Havdalah. But one thing says the Mogen Avraham, whatever, one thing is clear, you can't use one Kois for Havdalah which is a weekday Havdalah, with now a Yontav, which is now a Kedusha Dika, Kedusha Din of Kodesh. That's not going to work. In Simen Reish Tzadik Tes Sif Dalet, it says, what happens if somebody is eating? It happens Maisim B'chol Yoim. We have Shalishudas on Shabbos, and it comes into night. We don't have to. You don't have to stop as soon as it comes Shkia. We continue Shalishudas in night, and we bench. Often we bench Birchas Hamazon Ala Kois. What do we do with that Kois? If it's Sofik Ben Hashmoshes, we don't drink from that Kois. So after Shkia, we don't drink already. Good, unless it's a Sheva Brachas. Chosn and Shtei Chayodom says if it's a Sheva Brachas and it's only Sofik night, then they can drink from the Kois. Shtei Chayodom. But if it's just the Shalashudas, then you shouldn't, after Shkia, you don't drink anymore. So, Minig Ad HaOlam is that we keep that Kois for Havdalah and then we use it. In action, Shulchan Aruch it says, Mavorech Birchas HaMozen Ala Kois, Va'acha Kach Mavdel Olav. Ve'im Yesh Le Shnei Koisois, if he's got plenty of wine, Mavorech Birchas HaMozen Ala Echot, you bench on one, Umavdel Ala Echot, and you should take another Kois for Havdalah. And says the Mishnah, why? Because Einayim Shtei Kedushas Al Kois Echot. Now, the beginning, the Mechab was talking about if he hasn't got, only got one cup of wine. Like the Gemara says, if you only got one cup of wine, you're allowed to say two kedushas on one kois. So lemaisa, the minhag olam is, even if we do have wine, we don't take another kois. We use the same kois of birchas hamazon and benching, and we do have dollar on it. What we're doing, birchas hamazon and avdolah together. It's two different zachen, two different things. One, pardon? In Shmir Shabbos Kelchoso, they seem to think that's not enough. Shishmas Kelchoso, he asks the Kasha in Ha'oras, then in Perek Nontes, so he says like this. He says Efsher that we rely on the Rambam. The Rambam holds that the chasoron of ein oisim mitzvahs chavilis is only birchas hamazon and kiddush, because birchas hamazon is on the past and kiddush is on the future, whereas birchas hamazon and havdalah, which are both going on the past, then there's no problem of ein oisim chavilis. Most poskim don't hold like the Rambam. Most poskim hold that even birchas hamazon and havdalah, which are both on the past, still a problem of ein oisim chavilis. But he says, Efsha, that's what we hold on the, what we say on the Rambam, and we do that together. I mean, even then, and he says also, when you daven Maariv, straight away after Maariv, you should try and make Havdalah again, because Lamaisi, it's still the case of benching as well, you shouldn't be such a big hefzik in between as well. It's interesting because according to the halacha Beitzim, it would have been better to have two koises. We use that same kois as well.
So Havdalah and Kiddush is one for the future and one for the past.
Yeah, but since the Havdalah is the nusach is being kodesh lekodesh, so that's kilo. The Havdalah itself, Havdalah, it combines it to the Kiddush as well. Because that's the nusach being kodesh, so it's the same kodesh. That's why Taka, when it's havdalah of havdalah, which is shlei bizman, a man forgot tashlumim, Taka, then you can't. Either one is because Taka two different things at all. It's only because it's hamavdalah being kodesh lekodesh. There's a third halacha of ein oisim mitzvahs chavilis, and that's the Gemara Bracha says there was an Amoira who held Amoira or Tana, I'm not sure held. That this, the bracha which we say, Boine Baracham of Yushalayim Omein, on Rachim, they had a different chasima. Borcha to Hashem, Moshia Yisrael, Uboine Yerushalayim. Two chasimas. And the Gemara says, no, we don't. The Ma'amar says, Ein choismim bracha b'shtayim. We just say, Baruch atah Hashem, boi nebarachmo b'shlaim amein. Why? Because that's also called similar to base kedushas on one koisechot. It's also similar to saying two kedushas. You're being chasima with two different chasimas on one bracha is also a problem of enois and mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. Kilu, putting all the prayer, putting all thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu all together. So the famous Gemara, the Gemara asks, how can we say Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim? It's two things, one of them, Mekadesh Yisrael and Yisrael v'hazmanim. Mekadesh Yisrael v'Rosh Chodeshim is Mekadesh the Yisrael, and Yisrael o Mekadesh the Rosh Chodesh. And then the Gemara says, even Mekadesh HaShabbos v'Yisrael v'hazmanim, you can also say, because it's all one Inyan, that you're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mekadosh the Shabbos and the Zmanim. So that's actually three types of Einois Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. The first type was, we said, doing two Mises on together, two Sifrei Torah, filling up two Kaisers, bringing two Seitzes together and so on, two Evedirim together. The second one was two Kedushas on one Kais. And the third one was mentioning now, even just one bracha, in a bracha itself, having two chasimas, so we also don't do that only if it's inyan echad, like Mekadesh HaShabbos v'Yisrael v'Azmanim. In Tshuvas Ksav Sofer, it talks about, what about if somebody sends Mishlech Monos to a poor person, and he has kavona, I'd like to be yotze with that, Matonis Levyonim as well. He's a poor man, so why not do two for the price of one? I'll send him Mishlech Monos, two portions, meat to eat, and also we'll call it Matonas Levyonim as well. This talks about, is it a problem of Enois Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas? You're giving two mitzvahs all in one, Mishlech Monos and Matonas Levyonim. So Steichemet, it says in Chelek Aleph, in the first Chelek, he says, in Enois Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas, he says he doesn't understand. What does this have to do with Einois Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas? Einois Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas is dafke when you do two mises. You're doing two things. Either you're bringing two Sifrei Torah in, two children for Bris Mila, two women for a Soita. So then you're doing them together, or you're doing one after the next. Each one, according to the Rambam, it's a problem and you do, only when you do the mamish two mitzvahs together. According to Tosfos, it's a problem when you keep waiting one for the other one. But here, I'm doing one miser, and I'd like this Maisa to work for two mitzvahs. That's not called Einois Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. And he mentions, Hu Adin, if somebody finishes two Masechtas together, he'd like to make one Sudas Mitzvah, one Siyum, for two Masechtas. He says, that's not Shaykh Einois Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. I'm making one Suda, and I want it to work for this Siyum, for this Siyum. Yeah? Similarly, it sometimes happens that the Pidina Ben for a child can be on the same day as the Bris. A Bris which is Shleibis Manoi, and happens to be the same day when you make a Pidina Ben. So can you have one Suda for the Pidina Ben and one for the Bris, have two in one? Or do you have to have two separate Sudas? Lachar, it's the same thing. According to Steichemet, we've mentioned that Enes and Chavilas Chavilas is only when you are bundling them up, two Mises together, two Kedushas together, two Chasimas together, but having one Maisa Mitzvah, which should work for two things, that's not called Einois Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. It's very common as well, sometimes a Pidyon HaBen, a Bris, works out on Purim. So your same thing, you've got one Suda, you'd like that to work for your Bris Suda, for Pidyon HaBen, and it should work for the Purim Suda as well. You don't have to have two Sudas, because it's one Suda which works for the Pidyon HaBen, and it works for the Purim Suda as well. Sorry? You mean, yeah. You bring your Raya from that as well. So you bring also a Raya. You see that one Suda, you can be Yotze Shudash HaBrachos as well. Yeah, yeah, sounds good, yeah. So it's actually...
There's no chiv to make suda
all 7 days. It's only if there is chiv shimei mishta. If you make a mishta, if the suda, you make sheva brachas. In Tosfos, in Psochim Kuf Beis Umad Beis says, so this is what we mentioned before by the Sheva, but we mentioned by Sheva Brachos Taka, when do you pour out the second kois? Before benching or only later? And L'chora, we pointed out, according to Tosis, it would be better only to pour it out later. Here we have two shittas in Tosis, Psochim Kuf Beis Umad Beis. If you can actually use the same kois for Sheva Brachos and for benching as well. There's two machlekes in Tosis. First, Shita Tosis brings V'yesh Noigim B'chupa Mitam Zeh Shiloi Loim HaSheva Brachos Al Kois Birchas Amozen Ela Mevi'in Kois Ache, like we do, we bring another kois. Yeah, so it's Mashmataka, also a bit like Tosis L'shitosoi, that don't fill the first kois early. Because that Tosis holds that's a problem of keeping it waiting Chavilos Chavilos. Now, don't say the Sheva Brachos on the kois of benching. Bring another kois, maybe in kois acha. Don't make Be'er Pri HaGofen, because you already said twice, don't say twice Be'er Pri HaGofen. Ach, Rabbeinu Meshulam hoya oima hakol al kois echad. Rabbeinu Meshulam hold, it's no problem, you can use one kois, both for Sheva Brachos and both for benching. Why? Teleidomi lebirchas amozim v'kiddish. The trei milen inu. Benching and kiddish are two things. Aval hachachad milsi, it's all one thing. The birchas hamozen goyim le birchas nisuin. You're not going to say sheva brachas besides for the chuppah, unless there is a suda. So without the suda, without benching, there is no sheva brachas. So the benching and the sheva brachas are all together. So that's what Rabbeinu Meshulam holds is not a problem. You can use one kois. Of lemaisa yeshemim is we hold like the first shita that we do have two koises. So that could be yeshiva. So in the sefer Ezer Mekodesh says. That why is taka the minhag olam? Why we taka not machme, more like tosis, to fill up the second kois only later? Because meikra din, you've got the other shita. You've got Rabbeinu Meshulam holds that betzim is not such a problem of einoisim mitzvah chavilis. You could theoretically betzim, according to him, use one kois because they're all the same. You don't say sheva brachos without benching. So benching and sheva brachos is betzim called one thing. So even though we are machme, we have two. But to fill it up beforehand, yeah, is nishkefelech because you can call it betzim, call it one. So even the betzim adin, it would be an inyan efshet to be machmir had there been, like, it would be proper two mitzvahs, it would be inyan to be machmir like toises, that don't line them up together, only bring them later. Or because we've got the shit of Rabbeinu Meshulam, that betzim, that we call them one, he calls them that yuklechatchile, you can use one kois for that. So even though we don't hold out Rabbeinu Meshulam, but to fill it up, we're makel, and we fill it up, like the minhag olam, we fill it up both before benching. Yeah.